Hey, hey, good morning.
Bay Area, wake up.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Come on.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
Yeah, baby.
Have a nice time at work.
Please be quiet.
You keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
This right here is family.
At this time, I would like your full attention.
This is how legends are made.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, and the family is back. And all in one piece, surprisingly. Wow. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday, April 19th, Big Bay Mornings. Yes, back on your radio. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Benny.
Producer R, top of the morning to
Yo,
you, sir.
Top of the morning, Benny.
Okay, I want to hear all about everybody's vacation in a few minutes. Everybody had a good time, though? Enjoyed their time off?
Yes. Finally saw my parents for the first time in over a year, and it was a wild one in so many ways.
I bet it was. I enjoyed some of those videos. I saw the peacock. Saw the peacock there that you posted.
Ever seen a peacock try to mate with a chicken? It's not a pretty sight.
My peacock looked like he was coming at you as well, though.
His feathers went down when I got to him.
All right, well, we'll dive into that here in a couple of minutes. And, of course, Mondays means Ghostbusters. We got a brand new one coming your way at 6:45 this morning. And we'll get you caught up on everything you need to know inside your 6:30 Dirty. It's all right here on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now. Good morning, everybody.
This is Big Bay Morning.
Get up.
Wake up.
Get up.
Hey.
All morning.
Oh, I know. That Monday morning yawn. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a new week, Big Bay Mornings. We are back on your radio. The family is here. We took a few days off last week, and I want to hear all about everybody's time. How was it, Greg? Why don't you start, my friend?
Well, I mean, it was amazing. I went to Texas, saw my family for the first time in over a year. Everybody's fully vaccinated. And we haven't been able to, even my mom, no one, has been able to see my aunt who's in the rest home. She's like 91. For more than a year. So I feel bad because I think her daughter can go up there sometimes, but I do feel bad because I think she thinks in the state she's in that everybody's abandoned her. Mm. You know, people used to visit her all the time and now nobody can. She doesn't understand what COVID is and all that
right.
stuff. So it was nice to be able to do that. But the highlight of that trip is there was a horny woman on the loose in the nursing home and she was after me. It was... Why, I mean, to the point that the staff had to come over and tell her to leave me alone.
Wow.
I mean, she was after me. I was trying to visit with my aunt. She comes over first, and she introduces herself, and she wants nothing to do with my mom. And she's like, so, you are good looking. Now, by the way, where my aunt stays in this facility, this is people who've lost it completely. Like, you know, then in the other building... Everybody can take care of themselves. It's just assisted living. These people really have, kind of. So, lady was after it.
Well, the big question, did you fulfill her needs?
Oh, my God, Benny.
What?
Well, she told me how good looking I was a bunch of times. And then she came back. She's like, do you have a girlfriend? And I'm like, I certainly don't. And she's like, oh, well, in that case. I'm like, nurse. We need some help over here. And then before I left, she came back and she's like, you know, there's a lot of women in here who would like to spend some time with you. And I was oh my goodness. Well, they won't remember it.
Want to share Gray all across the nursing home.
So, yeah, she was all over me. And, of course, my mom, being the prankster she is, was encouraging it, dying laughing.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, he's available. Take him.
Take his number. Here it is.
I was trying to get into her bank account. I might date her. She's got some money.
Sounds like a Dateline episode already.
Well, the new Anna Nicole Smith.
I'm super happy that you got to see your mom and your entire family. That's awesome. I'm sure you made her entire year.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nikki, what did you do?
Surprisingly, I did nothing. I was freaking out a little bit. I didn't have plans. I thought I'd fly away, go somewhere. And then I really thought about it, and I was like, man, I don't want to do anything. I stayed up late. I played video games. I slept in. I worked out. I saw my friends. I drank. I ate. I had a good time not worrying about anything.
Sometimes that is the best, though, when you have, you know, some time off because it seems so much longer. You know, when you travel, like Greg, you landed yesterday back here and it's like you hit the ground running and it's like, oh, back to reality. So at least it really feels like you had some downtime.
Totally. And I was freaking out. I really did it. Like, I put all this expectation on a vacation, and I understood why some people, when they're working, they're like, okay, you plan it out, you know what you're doing in advance, because when it came to day of, I was like, oh my God, I am not prepared. Look at the flights. I'm doing math. I'm like, nope, I'm going to stay home. I need to relax because this is way too much.
You know, yeah, the girls and I, we did a little bit of both. So, I mean, we were in town the entire time, but we went to Napa for a couple of nights, which Napa, I forgot how absolutely beautiful you are. I mean, I love downtown Napa, and we haven't been there for years. And Vanessa and I kept saying, like, why don't we just drive here more often? It's in our backyard, right? From Marin. It's a 40-minute drive for us to get out there. But we did two nights there. We stayed at the Westin Verasa, which is a beautiful hotel. Nobody was there. And we're there Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Awesome.
So
that's the best part.
Right. Nobody was there. So we're at the pool. There was, like, three families, that same people we kept seeing anytime we were walking around the hotel, right? It was just the same three families. And then we just obviously ate and drank our way through those couple of nights and slept in, like you were saying, Nikki. It was so nice, no alarm clock. And then we came back here and the birthday celebrations continued. My mom had us over for lunch and some friends of ours invited us over for dinner. My daughter Alyssa got to do her homecoming court, and they had the football game, and she was in the homecoming court, my daughter, and so she's getting these little celebrations, which is nice, right? They did like the little parade in the convertibles, or they sit, you know, on top of the car in the back seat, and she got to put the dress on and just do these things that it's like, oh, at least she's getting something, right, before she graduates high school. So that was cool, and yeah, and then we just hung out here. I mean, yesterday was like 85 degrees in San Rafael. It was blazing. So, a lot of sun.
You guys mentioned getting sleep. That is the one thing I didn't get. Why? At 4 a.m., the peacock starts going insane. That, a peacock is about the loudest thing you could imagine. Then, at about 5:30 or 6, the rooster starts going and screaming. And at 7, my dad starts screaming on the phone because he can't hear. And his brother calls every single day at 7 o'clock on the dot. So, anytime I could go back to sleep from the peacock or the rooster, then my dad starts screaming. And it's just madness. From 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., it is madness in that house.
Art, how was your time off? You went down to Joshua Tree, right?
I did. Took a little trip down to the desert, hung out, got lost, rode some tortoises. You know how we do.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sounds like an off-air conversation that you need to have.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was cool. I'd never been down there. I had no idea the desert could be so fun.
How was the drive? Was it how long did it take you?
It was awful. It was like 8 hours.
So that ruins the trip for me.
Well, that's why the first night we stopped in Pismo Beach, hung out at the beach, split it up. But yesterday, it was an 8-hour haul.
How'd you look in your swimwear?
Oh, you know, pretty good until the last day. We had been eating our way through everything. Burritos, Thai food, like everything. So, not so good now.
Well, I did see a photo that your girlfriend Bridget posted of Art. And he's, like, standing on a boulder with little short shorts. He has, like, knee-high socks. And then, like, combat boots on. I was like, what is this guy wearing right
Looking
now?
Like a Boy Scout.
Uh-huh. He's embracing his inner gay bear.
You guys, it's the best fashion there is, and so it was it was perfect. The knee-high socks, the leather boots.
I think you've been picking up some fashion from one of your coworkers.
The one wearing the sleeveless shirt right now?
We hope you all had a fantastic weekend. Thank you for being here with Big Bay Mornings. About 20 minutes away from a brand new Ghostbusters coming your way. But first is your dirty. The U.S. reaches a major milestone in vaccinations. We'll talk about it next in your dirty on the 30th.
Are you ready?
And now, dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
The U.S. hit a major milestone yesterday. Half of all adults have received at least one vaccine shot.
Wow. Yes.
and a third of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated.
Damn.
All Americans 16 years and older are now eligible for the vaccine. Also, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be back on the market with restrictions or warnings by this Friday.
You know, we did that thing that we all laugh about that we're doing these days. I was back home, had a big group for dinner one night, and we're all talking about, which one did you get? Uh-huh. Oh, Moderna. I'm Moderna. Oh, I'm Pfizer. Yeah. Oh, hey, hey. What's up? What's up?
Then like, you got that one Johnson & Johnson friend in the corner.
Ain't nobody that had Johnson & Johnson. We would have booted that one. We would have booted that one.
Yeah. Attorneys for the prosecution and defense are both expected to present their closing arguments this morning in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. That means that a verdict could be coming this week. So Minneapolis and cities all across America are preparing for potential protests. And finally, a new survey out shows just how boring we've all become during the pandemic.
How boring are we?
Well, a third of us now say that doing laundry has become the highlight of our entire week.
Oh, baby. Oh, my. Well, I had a banner day last night then because I did four loads when I got home.
I do have a load of towels literally going right now. But this isn't all bad, though, because I was reading something over the weekend that says doing chores is really good for your brain. Like doing housework and such can help with a bigger and stronger brain. And that, you know, is key to staying sharp as you get older and could even help avoid things like dementia. So keep on keeping on.
Sassy Sports.
The last thing we talked about on Sassy Sports before we left for vacation was that J-Lo was posting pictures iced out, wearing every piece of jewelry that she had except for her $2 million engagement ring from former Yankee star Alex Rodriguez. Well, now we know why. Just 2 days later, the two announced that they're better off as just friends.
She's so petty for that post, though. Everybody knew what she was doing. I thought that was a low blow.
I don't know. I kind of support J-Lo's pettiness on this one because you got Alex over here sliding through some reality star's DMs. And it's not even a good reality star.
That's
some
true.
Hoe nobody knows. And the A's game today against the Minnesota Twins has been postponed due to COVID issues with Minnesota. But the A's are on fire right now. I guess you were right, Art.
Thank you.
You
said they were going to turn it around.
I can't believe you admitted that.
You better save that clip, Art. It's never going to happen again.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's not right about much, but he was right about this. After losing their first six games of the season, the A's have now won eight straight and are 9-7 on the season. The Giants are also doing well. They're 9-6 to start the season and in second place in their division. Only 145 or so games left to go in the season. An Oakland native, NFL great Marshawn Lynch, sat down with Dr. Fauci last week. This is a great pair. I loved it. He was trying to get the 411 on the COVID vaccine to try and answer a lot of the questions about the vaccine coming from the African-American community. The entire 30-minute interview was informative and entertaining, especially the introduction.
Well, what's happening, man? You got Marshawn Lynch here, man, better known as the boy, the kid, beast mode, man. Pleasure to meet the Dr. Fauci himself, you understand me? What's happening, big dog?
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Marshawn.
No problem. Did you understand anything I just said?
Yeah, I got it. I'm good at that.
It sounds like we on path.
Yep, we're on a path.
Yeah, we are on a path for sure. So like for Sassy Sports, but you know what I always say. If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Amazon recently announced they're making a Lord of the Rings series, and they are going all out for this thing. The price tag for season one just hit the internet, and it is almost $500 million for the first season.
Most of that was funded by Benny during the pandemic. Just his orders alone.
Well, just as a little comparison, Game of Thrones only cost $100 million per season, so that should be an amazing show. And Benny's favorite, Matthew McConaughey, hasn't officially entered the 2022 race to be the next governor of Texas, but a new poll shows that he might want to.
I think he should, absolutely. But can he come do it here in California? I want him to be our governor. I mean, it doesn't help me in Texas.
Well, McConaughey said he is truly considering it, and he might possibly run. But speaking of celebrities running for governor, Caitlyn Jenner is reportedly close to deciding whether or not she will be running for the California governor in the upcoming election.
Who would vote for her? She's not popular in the least. I mean, and she's so boring. Did y'all watch her reality show? She doesn't do anything fun.
Definitely didn't watch that. And speaking of shows and celebrities, Jaleel White, a.k.a. Steve Urkel from Family Matters, is launching his own cannabis brand. He ran a commercial featuring Snoop Dogg for his new venture during the Jake Paul fight over the weekend.
Purple Urkel.
Steve Urkel got his own weed.
Indeed. Purple Urkel.
Did I do that?
Did you take some of that purple Urkel down to Joshua Tree? It's not on sale yet.
Jaleel said he has a high hopes to debunk stereotypes associated with cannabis and celebrating its medical breakthroughs.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. That is your Dirty on the 30.
Get ready, bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam. Get ready to ride.
Good morning, Bay Area. That's right. The family is back on your radio. Big Bay Mornings. We are live. Benny, Nikki, and Greg, we are here. And how about a little what the fact? It takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in just one day.
Wow. That's so sad.
It really is. Now, if you wanted to make an iPhone back in 1991, right? Let's say we were going to build an iPhone back in the 90s. The parts alone would cost over $12 million.
For one?
For one.
For one.
Oh my one God. iPhone.
I mean, that's I knew so iPhones crazy. Were expensive, but my God.
Yeah, all of a sudden that $1,300 doesn't sound so bad. Greg, you were on a flight yesterday, and you said it was pretty packed, right? All the seats?
It was completely packed to the point to where they were offering vouchers for people to get off of it.
Well, the world record for the most people on a commercial flight is 1,088
what?
People.
I think
how?
We just missed it yesterday. We just were on... We were right under the record for them packing it in. We were like sardines on that plane.
And also on this flight, two babies were born.
Oh, my
in
God.
The air.
Holy cow.
Where were they going?
I don't know. So the Twitter's logo, right? You know that bird? Well, it actually has a name. Larry is the name of the Twitter bird, and it's named after Larry Bird because the co-founder of Twitter grew up in Massachusetts, and he was a huge Celtics fan. The more you know. You know that you cannot legally get married in Ohio if you have syphilis?
How would someone know? How would they know?
State health records.
No, I think back in the day, you used to have to take a blood test and test all that stuff. You don't do that anymore, do you?
To see if you're related?
You had to take a blood test and test all that stuff out back in the day.
Not DNA.
I don't think that you have to do that anymore, but
no.
I don't know.
Vanessa and I did not get any blood tests done when we got married.
Good. Nothing? Did y'all do pre-counseling? Did y'all have to do anything like that?
Well, I've been doing counseling for many, many years
now,
but I'm afraid.
With each other.
Oh, that's what you mean.
To see if you're compatible. Have y'all figured out if you're compatible yet after 14 years?
I think we figured it out. Yeah, pretty compatible.
Yeah. Before COVID, you were compatible when she didn't see you 24/7.
Well, no, I was over at my mom's. She hosted us for a little birthday lunch, and my mom was like, the three of you deserve an award. You know, Vanessa, me, and Alyssa. She's like, the three of you have all worked from home and gone to school from home for over a year. She was like, I could never have imagined I would be divorced for sure if I was forced to do that.
I was going to say, and you're all alive. That's the amazing part. All of you live through it. And you've been super compliant. Like, y'all haven't been the kind that have been sneaking out or going on trips or doing anything. I mean, so y'all really have been stuck together for over a year.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, though. Many times I'll just get in the car and just go for a drive, though. I just need to get out of here. I'll just go cruise or even just sit in my car in the driveway. I've been known to do that a few times.
And cry. I actually think you're not there trying to decompress. You're there opening up all the Amazon boxes you don't want Vanessa to see. So you do it in your car and then hide the evidence in the trunk.
He's just eating his fourth meal.
Mm-hmm. Opening my fourth package of the day. You know me right. So well. All right. Hey, how about Big Money Minute? We've got 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. If you answer them correctly in the minute, we give you $1,000. We play every day at 7:10 and 8:10. If you know your trivia, go to 997now.com to get signed up. And we're calling somebody in about 5 minutes to play. Hang on.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Isabel in Pleasant Hill. Now, this isn't my mother-in-law, Isabel, is it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Isn't your mother-in-law in Sacramento, not she Pleasant is. Hill?
And I have to say, I love my mother-in-law. I could never imagine being one of those like people that just you can't stand the in-laws. Like, oh, my gosh, that would be terrible.
Be tough. Well, she's Isabel, it's – oh, sorry. Isabel, it says here that you – you were a fun, energetic, and interesting person, and then you had a baby.
Ain't that
That's
the
what
truth?
She wrote. I didn't say it.
Those are just the facts.
I love it. Well, Isabel, welcome to Big Money Minute. It's a pleasure having you here. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to grab $1,000 this morning. Are you ready?
All right. Yes.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What does the O in H2O stand for?
Oxygen.
Do lines of latitude run east and west or north and south?
East and west.
Spell enviable.
Pass.
How many quarters are in $3.50?
3. Pass.
Who played Austin Powers?
Pass.
Who performed at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show?
The Weeknd.
Area 51 is located in what state?
Arizona.
Terrell Owens played for what Bay Area team?
49ers.
Which famous poet wrote The Raven?
Poe.
What country is Hello Kitty from?
Japan.
Spell enviable.
E-V-I-A-B-L-E.
Rude.
Wow.
You're so rude, Art.
It's at the end. It plays every time. Like, did you forget on our vacation or something?
Wow, Art. A little time off didn't do him good, did it, Isabel?
I think it affected your memory more than anything.
She just had a baby. You're so rude.
Okay, my bad.
All right,
yeah,
let's go through them. The O in H2O stands for oxygen. East and west, that's the way the lines of latitude run. Enviable is E-N-V-I-A-B-L-E. There are 14 quarters in $3.50. Mike Myers played Austin Powers. The Weeknd did perform at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show. Area 51 is in Nevada. Terrell Owens played for the 49ers. Yes, Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Raven, and Hello Kitty is from Japan.
All right. Well, no $1,000 this morning, Isabel, but maybe we'll be calling you back at a later date to play again, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. We're doing it again next hour. If you knew those answers, get to 997now.com to get your name in the game. Coming back with your Dirty on the 30. Steve Urkel is back, and you won't believe what business he's getting into. We'll fill you in at 7:30, but first is sound check. You have to hear this audio. So a woman is going viral on TikTok right now for recounting a time that she caught her husband at a nightclub with lots of women. And she caught him because she found pictures on the nightclub's Facebook page. Dummy. All right, we'll talk about it next. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
So a woman is going viral on TikTok for recounting a time that she caught her husband at a nightclub surrounded by lots of women. She caught him because she found pictures of him on the nightclub's Facebook page.
So I saw photos of my husband on Facebook, and he's at a nightclub with a bunch of girls, and he's not wearing his wedding ring. So I asked him about it. He tells me that they photoshopped his ring off. We're divorced.
And then she photoshopped another part of his body off.
Let me tell you, it is so funny working in a club watching couples hide from the camera. The guys aren't that are not supposed to be out, you see them move far away from every photo.
That's the worst excuse in the world. They Photoshop the ring off. Okay. Demi Lovato, she performed on NPR's Tiny Desk concert series, and she sounded phenomenal. Here's a piece of Tell Me You Love Me.
And all my friends, they know when it's true. I don't know who I am without you. I got it bad, baby. Got it bad. Oh, tell me you love me. I need someone on days like this. I do. On days like this.
Love it. And when you live next to a freeway, naturally, you expect some traffic noise. But how mad would you be if you bought this home?
Basically, when we moved in, we only found out the day after how horrendous it was. It normally starts at around about 5, 5.30. And you can hear the SUVs.
Oh, my God.
The vibration goes into the bed.
That sounds like a plane or something.
Yeah, and that's that woman standing in her backyard recording that.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, that would be so upset.
The real estate agent not let them go in the backyard when they looked at the house?
I mean, well, here's the thing. Yeah, the real estate agent is clapping back and saying, you looked at the home 7 times before you purchased it. So, I mean, shouldn't you have figured it out? And she's saying it's going on starting at 5 a.m. all the way to the evening. So, whenever you're going to look at the home, you're hearing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be insane. Well, earplugs.
That would drive you crazy. Although, my last place, I lived a block from Muni, the Muni station, the outdoor one, not indoor. And after about a month, I just got used to hearing that sound, you know, and just like, ding, ding.
And let's end with Fallon. So he does a bit on his show where he has viewers tweet him describing movies badly. And here are a few.
So now I thought I'd share some of my favorite describe a movie badly responses. Harry Potter, 11-year-old orphan gets kidnapped, sent to magic camp, and ends up murdering one of his counselors. Castaway, Tom Hanks takes social distancing to the extreme. Way ahead of his time in that movie. Star Wars, a deadbeat dad tries to reconnect with his kids.
I love that Castaway one. Yeah, he knew. Tom Hanks knew. And look at Tom Hanks. He was one of the first that got coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't think you can get coronavirus from a volleyball, right?
No.
He should have stuck with the volleyball.
All right, that is your sound check for Monday morning. The U.S. reaches a major milestone in vaccinations. Plus, find out what new series is going to cost $500 million to produce just its first season. Everything you need to know next in The Dirty on the 30. Got ghosted? Call the Ghostbusters. We'll track them down for you and figure out what happened. AJ joins us this morning. You got ghosted, my man.
Yeah, I guess so. I met this girl named Brooke at a bar. And, you know, I just stopped by to get a couple drinks. A bartender is a friend of mine. And I'm just chilling there, and I see this girl. She walks in. She sits down a couple seats from me. You know, I think she's beautiful, so I start talking to her. We're chatting for a little bit. After about 15 minutes, her friend shows up, one of her girlfriends, and they just walk out back to kick it. But before they do that, I happen to get her number. I say, let me get your number. Maybe we'll talk, hang out again.
That's real smooth.
Well, yeah, a couple of things. One is, AJ, you sound like a smooth talker. You got a little swag in here. And I love that you met her old school style.
You know, that's I'm not one of these internet guys. I'm not one of the guys on the app.
Wasn't on Hinge, wasn't on Bumble, wasn't on Tinder.
You grab her number.
She went outside, talked with her friends. That was the end of that. But I've been texting her. She's never hit me back.
Oh.
Whoa, wait. So you got it? So she gave you her number, right?
Yeah. We texted back and forth.
Okay, so you did text that night.
Yeah. We texted back and forth that night. But after that, it was nothing, right? Like, I texted the next day, nothing. Texted the day after that, nothing.
Why, Greg, you were thinking that she gave him the wrong number? Just a random number?
Well, no, I was just wondering if they had, like, connected after, you know, they were sitting next to each other. Did they connect after that?
She gave me the number, right? I thought that was some connection there, but.
Yeah, because if you were able to get the number and then talk back and forth. You must have done something right.
Yeah, this is why I need your guys' help. This is why I'm confused.
You didn't send any unsolicited pictures during that text exchange.
Like I told you, I'm not one of those internet guys. I need to meet them straight up.
All right. So you're not creepy.
Nah, I don't think so.
Let's not jump the gun there. Let's go ahead and talk to Brooke first. Hang on real quick, man. Right. We'll call her next.
Sounds good.
Ghostbusters is on Big Bay Mornings. AJ got Brooke's number after they met at a bar recently. But then when AJ tried to take it to the next step and ask her out, she stopped communicating. So what happened? Well, we're calling Brooke right now to try and figure it out in Ghostbusters.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Brooke?
Yep, this is Brooke.
What's up, Brooke? My name is Benny, and I'm here with Nikki and Greg, and we host Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now, the radio station.
Yeah.
What's up? And so you're actually on our show right now. Hopefully that's cool.
I think so.
We do a thing called Ghostbusters, and it's when somebody got ghosted. They don't know what happened. They reach out to us, and then we call the ghoster to try to, you know, figure out what happened. Why did this person get ghosted? And we got a call this morning from AJ. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
Oh, there's a guy named AJ. He called us. He said he met you at a bar. You guys talked for a little while, and then you went out and hung out with your friend.
Oh, my God. That guy? What?
Oh, you do know it. Oh. Hello.
But I don't know that guy, though. We talked for, like, that night. He was cool at first. You want me to say this?
What happened?
He got really creepy through the night. Okay, so, well, have you guys ever been to, Pier 23?
I live at Pier 23, yes.
Okay.
Benny, been there. It's right by our old station.
Mm-hmm. I love it. They have the great deck out back.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Right. So I'm over there with my friend sitting outside, like on the patio by the water there. And I guess AJ or whatever, he's still at the bar. And after a few minutes, he comes outside too. So we were sitting like at a table towards the end of the pier, you know?
Wait, when you went outside, then he went outside?
Yeah. Like,
sat down at your table? Party of three?
Okay, like, I said bye to him. It was whatever. So he sits by this table, like, near the back door there. And he kind of, like, positions himself towards us. And he was just like, I could feel his eyes on me, like, the entire night. He's just sitting there by himself, by the door. We're like, and he's just, like, watching us, me.
What?
Yeah. So then he texts me, like, 3 times while we're still there. Like...
Texting you what?
Texting me, like, about the people walking by or something, like, as if we're, like, homies or something, like, as if we're just, like, pals, just, like, catching up or something. So he's, like, talking about the people around us. It was so random, like, I don't know you, dude.
I feel creeped out for you because there is nothing worse than having somebody watch you and you can feel them. And then he's writing you and you don't even know him at all.
So he's listening right now. Can we unmute him and bring him into the conversation?
Oh, my God. Oops. I forgot about that.
Is that cool? Can we bring him in?
Oh, yeah, totally. He just heard all that.
Yeah. But he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. AJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bro.
Are you a creeper?
You know, I didn't think I was being creepy. I'm sorry that I came off that way. I was just trying to be funny. I thought I would be making you laugh just by making weird observations of people coming by and stuff like that. I was just trying to be funny.
But you're not supposed to sit and watch her while you text her and wait and see if she's going to respond to you.
Did you move your location to watch
her? Yeah, I went outside.
You know what? You liked her. That's okay.
I mean, but Brooke's a beautiful girl. Of course I'm going to try. I'm not going to just let it walk away. Like I said, I'm sorry. I will tell you when I heard her say, I go, yeah, Dave, that sounds a lot more creepy than what I thought it was. I apologize.
It was a bit much. Like, there's something to mystery, man. At that point, it was too much.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to come off as creepy.
Well, Benny, could we offer them another date and pay for it?
Yeah. I mean, Brooke, it's up to you. So here's the thing. Obviously, AJ called us because he really likes you, and he thought maybe, you know, there was something there. Would you be interested in going on a one-on-one date with him?
I really don't think so. I mean, like, you're calling a radio station about me, like, and we haven't even gone on one date, dude.
You left a real good impression on him, girl. You got him calling the station for you.
I mean, like I said, Brooke is a beautiful girl.
It was just a little creepy, dude.
I think you played this one incorrectly, my friend. You should have left it. You got her number. Great day. Let her go hang with her friend and then text her that night. Brooke, thank you for talking to us and being honest this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Oh, my God.
I know it's embarrassing.
Thanks. It is embarrassing.
Let's get this thing started off right.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
The family is back together. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. So, AJ from Ghostbusters, clearly a bit of a creep.
I don't know. The texting hotline all wants his number. The texting hotline's on his side.
Well, because of his voice. We pointed that out. He had some swag in his voice. Smooth talker. I understand why Brooke gave him the number. But if you miss Ghostbusters, here's what happened. AJ was out at a bar. This woman, Brooke, was as well. AJ started talking to her at the bar, got her number. But then Brooke's friend showed up, and she sat down at a table with her friend. That's why Brooke was there. As soon as Brooke left the bar and got to the table with her friend, AJ then followed her outside, set up shop at another table by them, and just stared at her and texted her. I mean,
when you know what you want, you better go for it.
Not like that.
Don't let it slip out of your hands.
Not like that. Too much, too soon.
My dad kind of did that to my mom when they met. He sort of stalked her. He called her, like, the next day and told her he was going to marry her. Like, a day after, they and it worked. 3 weeks later, they were married.
And listen, I mean, that was a different time, but maybe that does work for some ladies. But here is my question. Ladies, what are some creepy things that guys do? Nikki, I'm sure you have a laundry list of them.
We were just talking about this.
We were actually talking about how I've been asked to have a baby with a man before being asked out on a date. Like, guys tend to be like, yeah, we should have kids together. I'm like, I don't even know your last name. Why would you propose having a kid with me?
You know, that's super weird.
Right.
But I got to say, girls do this to gay guys a lot, too. And I find it creepy. Me, my ex Derek, and my friend Osmond have all been asked to father children for a straight woman. And I find that really creepy.
What?
Wow. Yeah, because they're like, so I'm this age and I want to have a kid and I don't have a man and you're gay and you're going to, you know, can I just have your sperm? And I'm like, no, you can't, because to me, that would still mean a commitment to a child.
Need you to be a donor. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sorry. I'm going to run into my child at Safeway and I'm just going to be like, yo, hey, what's going on? Like, no, that's
Dad,
weird.
Dad, you were never there. Well, your mama didn't want me to be there. Sorry about it.
So, yes, that is super creepy. Even just talking about kids on the first date or the first few dates. Like, our kids would be so cute. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Also, the constant request for feet pictures. Guys, that's so creepy. The feet.
I think we had a Ghostbusters about that or something. There was definitely some feet issue we've had before.
Of course, sending unsolicited pictures. Creepy. Don't send a lady pictures that she doesn't ask for, guys.
100 times I've said this. Straight men, women do not want to see that part of your body. Now, I do. So I got no issue with it. DM me.
Greg likes opening up a nice surprise in his DM.
Guys don't care. We don't. So send them away. But girls don't want to see it.
I feel like guys wish girls would do that. Like, I'm pretty positive guys wish girls would just slide in with the pictures.
Can you imagine?
Just random. Boom.
Ava Mendez just sent you unsolicited.
I love it.
Would you be offended? Would you say, block, please don't do that anymore?
Nuh-uh. And I get a hall pass with her in my marriage, so we'd be good. Vanessa would be like, that's fine. You can go ahead and receive those pictures and send them back if you'd like.
You would probably run in the house, look what Ava Mendez did.
And she'd be like, come on, you know that's not real, right, babe?
Yeah, it's Photoshop. Yeah.
Clearly, that's not her, babe.
And there's no blue check mark next to her name.
Right.
Yeah.
What about, so we're talking creepy things that guys do. What about, like, prolonged eye contact? Like, if we sit down for dinner, Nikki, like, right, it obviously eye contact here and there, that's a respect thing and shows interest, but just, like, I'm staring into your eyes for now 2 minutes straight. I've been looking, like, into your soul.
Yeah, especially I know that would creep
me out. Especially if you're not sitting at the same table.
Oh, yeah. Guys will stare at you and wait for you to look up, and the moment you make eye contact with them, they think it's an invitation. They come running over. They're like, I saw you looking at me. He's like, no, I felt you staring at the side of my face.
There's a lot of text coming in. All right, let's get back to this at like 8:20, because there's a lot of social media ones coming in, like, you know, going deep in the past, like old photos, commenting, liking everything. Like, you know, when you do like 20 at one time, like, okay.
Oh, I'll show you guys some right now.
Here. Foul.
All right, we'll bring this back up at 8:20 because we got to get to the money. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Of course, we're talking about everybody's favorite trivia game, the Big Money Minute. If you're good at trivia, get to 997now.com because you can get $1,000 just for knowing the answers to 10 questions. And we're calling somebody next to play.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Kimberly in San Jose. Good morning, Kimberly. How was your weekend?
It was great. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. It says here you want to give a shout out who is a big fan of Big Bay Morning, so go ahead.
Okay. Shout out to my friend Ruby Lopez. She always listens while she's driving into work, and she's a big fan.
Aww. Well, thank you. We appreciate both of you listening. And let's see if we could pay you $1,000 for doing it, Kimberly. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Good luck. The game starts right now.
Ready, set, go.
What does the H in H2O stand for?
Hydrogen.
The game show Double Dare debuted on what kids' network?
Nickelodeon.
Spell undeniable.
U-N-D-E-N-I-A-B-L-E.
If you have 25 nickels, how much money do you have?
125, $1.25.
Which soda company released a version called Crystal back in the 90s?
Coke.
Pikachu from Pokemon is primarily what color?
Yellow.
Who plays the character Leslie Knope on the show Parks and Rec?
Pass.
The Rio Grande runs through parts of what two countries?
Oh my God. Brazil and Venezuela?
Nope! What?
A little more local than that. A little more local than that.
Is it?
It's actually on the border, the United States and Mexico.
Pretty close.
That's pretty close. We only got through 8 of them, so let's go through them. You did all right, Kimberly. Hydrogen is what the H stands for. Double Dare was on Nickelodeon. Undeniable, you spelled that correct. 25 nickels is $1.25. It was Pepsi that had Pepsi Crystal back in the 90s, not Coke. Pikachu is yellow, and it's Amy Poehler who plays Leslie Knope on Parks and Rec.
Of course. I could see her face, but I couldn't think of her name.
And then, yes, the Rio Grande, United States, and Mexico. All right, Kimberly, well, thank you so much for listening, and your name does remain in the game, so maybe we'll call you at a later date to play again, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. It was fun.
All right, have a great week. Coming right back, and we're talking about, in honor of today's Ghostbusters, the creepy things that guys do. Especially early on in a relationship or just starting to date someone, what are some of the creepy things? You've been texting us in at 888-456-9970, so we'll read some of those next. Hang on.
Oh my God, I laugh every day.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Brightens my day. My day just gets 10 times better.
So, in honor of today's Ghostbusters, we're talking about creepy things that guys do. If you missed Ghostbusters, 8:45 this morning, you will get it. But AJ, it's a bit of a creep. You'll hear it at 8:45. So, we asked you, though, what are some other things that are creepy that guys do? A lot of texts coming in. There are a lot saying about the social media thing, like going deep, you know, on my social media page, liking and commenting on everything, especially when it's all at the same time, like in one evening. You just you go through them all. Talking about kids, first date, saying something like, our kids would be so cute.
Well, on the social media thing, Benny, you know what's weird? When guys act like they know you, they're so deep in your social media. Oh, my God, I love your dog. We should take our dogs on a walk together. Like, who are you?
Yes, you don't know Onyx, and you'll never know Onyx.
Yeah.
Well, another social media thing that is funny, somebody texted in about how you will block somebody on one form of social media, and then they'll hit you up on another. Like, there's no bit. Like,
surprise!
You know, it's just like starting over. Hey, how you doing?
Yep. Wanting to hang out too much too soon. Just, ooh, it can make you seem overly obsessive.
Yeah.
And, like, you have no life. Go do something. No, we're not going to hang out 4 days in a row.
That's me. Especially during the pandemic. I was like, what are you doing for the next 5 weeks?
You live with me now.
That kind of worked. Actually,
408 texted in saying, I have a large tattoo on my shoulder, and I've had several men come up from behind and just move my tank top strap or my bra strap to see it better.
Never touch anyone without their consent. Don't be walking up touching anybody, or even when guys tap you on the shoulder to get your attention. No, don't touch me.
She says it happens in grocery stores and Lowe's, of all places.
I mean, she probably has fun at Home Depot then.
Following women around, continuing to try to talk to them when they've already made two attempts to end the conversation.
Yeah.
What about, like, it just popped in my head, you know, back when you were doing, like, Uber pools and you could be in there with random people, that would suck if you had someone trying to hit on you, like, anywhere where you can't escape and walk away. You know what I mean? Like, you're stuck in the car with this random creepy guy next to me. Like, I just want to get out at the red light.
I did that too. But
I was in that Uber. I forgot. Yeah, you were trying to sit in his lap when he was driving.
Anytime I get a Brazilian driver, I'm going to hit on him. Don't send Brazilians to pick me up.
Greg crawled to the front seat. From the back. He just came up there.
Here's the thing. Arthur was trying to fight me for him. That's what really got me going.
That is incorrect.
That's why I jumped in the front seat. I had to get number one.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, there it is. Your Dirty on the 30 is next. Major milestone here in the U.S. when it comes to vaccinations. And we'll talk about it next. Hold on.
Here we go.
This.
Let's do it.
Is Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, Bay Area. The family is back together. Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. Benny, Nikki, and Greg. And we are 19 minutes away from playing Secret Sound. Do you know it? $1,500 is yours if you do. Make sure you're here right at 9:20. Plus, in a couple of minutes, I want to share a letter that I received from a listener. She needs our advice.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Relationship advice.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
do you know why there's an uh-oh there? Because of the three of us, we'll all have different answers.
Yeah.
There will be no consensus, I'm sure. I haven't even seen the letter yet, and I already know. We all three going to have different answers.
Well, hang on, because we'll read it and talk about it in a couple of minutes.
Every single morning when I wake up.
We listen to you in the morning. We love you.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Mornings.
I swear I have the most fun in the 9 o'clock hour. Are we just like a little delirious by now? I don't know what's happening, but we woke up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm more tired now, but in a fun way. Anyway.
I'm tired, but it's great.
Yeah. So I received this email, and I want to share it with you guys. And the whole idea is this listener wants our advice. Here's the subject. It just got real. So a friend of mine, here's a letter. A friend of mine has been trying to set me up on a date with a friend of hers. She finally convinced me and we met for a coffee date for date number one. It was amazing. He is awesome. He's cute. He's funny. He's considerate. I literally loved everything about him. We have now been on three dates. Okay. However, it was on the third date when it got real. He asked me if I ever wanted to have kids. And I thought, this was it. He feels the same way I do. I told him, yes, I want kids one day. I want a big family. He said he did too, and that he loves kids. He then went on to say how excited he is to meet his first baby when it arrives in June.
Oh, Huh?
What? She replied. He then told me that his ex-girlfriend is pregnant. He said he was afraid to tell me from the gate because he didn't want to scare me away. Now I'm a mess. I just keep thinking about how complicated this is going to be. I'm thinking about telling him we should just take a break. Call me in 6 months if you're still interested. What should I do? Do I run away from the potential man of my dreams or give him a chance and see if we can work this out?
I say give him a chance, but take it uber slowly and see what the interaction is with the old baby mama, because you never know. A kid sometimes could reignite some stuff. Happened with my brother. He ended up getting back with his ex because the baby came. It didn't last, of course. But, yeah, I mean, it can cause some things. So you got to be very guarded here.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Well, because the thing is, she's not too deep in. But if she does walk away, she'll wonder what if. Mm-hmm. If she stays, like Greg said, she has to be fully aware of the situation. Like, she got to ask all the questions. And if he is open and honest with her, then maybe you can see. Now, I wouldn't be planning a wedding with the man. But you're three dates in. You might be there for him through the process. That could bring you guys closer together. Or if you don't want to deal with the BM, if you're just not wanting to be in a relationship with a man with a child, then you should walk away now before everybody's feelings get hurt.
Well, yeah, there's that side of it, right? Greg was saying maybe they're not over each other and they get back together. Or opposite, there's just super drama between them and you're going to be pulled into that whether you like it or not. And also, are you prepared to be a step-parent? I mean, that's the first question. That's the most important question. And also, his time is going to be limited. He's going to be crazy busy. I mean,
well,
I don't know
great,
what the...
I don't know the
custody situation or whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the guy's going to be busy, and I don't know what I would do.
There's so many factors. I've dated a guy that ended up, you know, having a baby and thinking that we can work things out. But Greg hit it right there. They have to deal with another woman. You will not be woman number one. Know that, because your baby mama, any man that you're with that has a baby mama should respect her enough. And you need to know that dating a man with a BM. And then also, do you want to share your time with another woman and a child? Because his attention was all on you, but now it won't be.
But you know what? Here's what I had the first inclination when I dated John. And he told me he had two kids. My first inclination was to run because I was like, this is not what I want to sign up for. It turned out the kids, maybe not the relationship, but the kids turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. So sometimes you have to move past your initial fear and see how it goes, because I loved being able to be in those kids' lives.
Well, the difference is that they started, you knew he had children. Mm-hmm. So you...
I first met him, it was a couple dates in.
Okay, well, those babies already were in the picture in his lives.
They're
here. They weren't on the way. So this is a little different. Like, hi, I'm getting to know this guy. And then, wait, you're having a baby? Didn't you think you need to disclose that right away so that we wouldn't be in this position?
No, I don't think you have to disclose that right away.
If you got a pregnant... No. If you got a pregnant lady in your life and it's your child and you don't tell me until three dates in, we have issues now, because are you going to lie about other things?
That's not lying. He was getting to see if he liked her. There's a lot of things you don't tell people right away.
But a baby on the way...
Yeah, a baby on the way. I don't think he needed to tell her on date number one, because,
why? Two.
But it was the third date that he told her. But here's the thing. She's 7 months pregnant, right? I think she said June. Yeah, June the baby's due. So I feel like, okay, you guys were hooking up just 7 months ago.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference, where I feel like if it was established, right, there's a four-year-old kid, you have a kid, you already have this figured out, hopefully, and then I can read the situation better to make a decision. Yeah, I think I'm running for the hills on this.
Hold on, I can tell. Didn't this friend know too? Hold on, wait. Didn't she get hooked up by her friend, so her friend didn't tell her?
Oh, good point.
I don't know.
So did the friend know? Did anybody know?
Explain.
Listen, I can tell y'all are from California because in Texas, this ain't a big deal now. I mean, you got 2-3 kids running around, lady pregnant, dating this one.
That's right. Yeah. You know what?
Where
you can get me pregnant today, actually. You know what? You'll have 2 babies.
That's right.
On the way.
I mean, yeah, where I come from, this is normal. You got them in every trailer. Got kids running out that trailer, this trailer.
Okay.
Hope
so
we helped.
So I made my decision. I'm gonna cut this off. Yeah. And yes, maybe check back in down the line, or just, you know, whatever, see how it's going. But I'm out. 3 dates in, I'm out.
I say proceed with caution.
All right.
I'm actually with Greg on this one. You won't know unless you try. So.
You guys are crazy.
No, out all of the way. 100% out. There's drama coming. You don't want to be a
whatever.
Partner.
Are you want to be a daddy anyways? You're going to be like, oh my
that's
God.
That's a different
I'd
kind of daddy, though. That's a different kind of daddy.
Of course, I say proceed with caution, but I do need to see a picture.
All right. We got to take a break because we're coming back to play Secret Sound. $1,500 is yours if you can identify the secret sound. And, of course, we will give you another clue at 9:20. Hang on.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
And thank you to our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. $1,500 up for grabs if you can tell us the secret sound. So here's the thing. I was trying to guess what the sound is. I was still guessing sound number 2 because when we left last week on vacation, we had a different sound. Art, we told you, make sure nobody gets a winner while we're out so we can get the winner when we return.
Dude, there is only so much I can do, okay?
But here's something I see. When Benny unplugs, he unplugs. He don't check his email.
He's sure to text.
He doesn't have anything.
This morning there were a lot of emails I missed. I guess there was a fire that happened when I was
some important
gone.
Ones. Yeah.
Sorry. Well, listen, I was like you said, I was unplugged, baby. So, what was last sound? What was it?
It was rolling Cadbury eggs across a hardwood floor.
Oh,
I was way off. Yeah. Okay. Rolling Cadbury eggs across a hardwood floor. All right, that was the last sound. We have a new sound, $1,500, and this is what it sounds like. All right, and Greg, what is a clue?
The clue is there are a lotto clues to sift through to win this sound.
Okay. We'll give that to you one more time as well. We're looking for caller 9 right now, 888-456-9970. And like I said, if you missed that clue, we'll give it to you again as soon as we get caller number 9. Good luck. We're playing Secret Sound.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
We're playing with Gina in San Mateo. Good morning, Gina.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Gina. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are fabulous. Just back from vacation, refreshed and ready to give away some money.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. 15... So I can go on my vacation, huh?
There you go. You win $1,500, then you can go on vacation, Gina. But let's start by playing you the sound.
You're right.
One more time.
Okay.
All right. And Greg, can you read us that clue?
I can. There are a lotto clues to sift through to win the sound.
All right.
A lotto
Gina.
Clues.
A lotto. Lotto. L-O-T-T-O.
Oh, a lotto clues.
Yes, ma'am. Hmm.
So, okay. What do we think it is?
Because going with the first ones I heard, I don't know. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to guess opening up a box of Cracker Jacks.
Oh, all right. Is it opening up a box of a Cracker of what?
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
Cracker
Jack. For what? Open up a jar of crackers for $1,500. Open a bunch of. Never mind. All right, go ahead. Is that the sound?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Right. That is not the secret sound, Gina. But thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
And you call back at 12:20. We're going to play again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Have you never had Cracker Jacks, Benny?
Yeah, I have. Oh, I honestly wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I was
thinking about something. ADD. ADD. What's that ADD? He's like a bird flew past my window.
Oh, look, a tree. A happy little tree.
Oh, squirrels.
There goes a butterfly.
All right, so it is not Cracker Jacks. So 1220, call us back. We're playing again for $1,600. On
May.
It's 99.7 now, Big Bay Mornings. Were their mics on for that? Because Nikki and Greg were singing their hearts out.
Oh, my God. I still love that song.
And you guys showed me the video at the barbecue, and we were all dancing in the living room to it.
We certainly were. In fact, you and Mark were freak dancing to that song while I was recording. But I can't post that video.
Good times.
So, question for you, Nikki. Now, as a man, one of the things I hate most is shaving. I hate shaving my face. That's why I do it once a week, twice a week. I just do not like shaving. I know, boo-hoo, women, you have, many more things to shave than I do. But do you shave your face, Nikki?
I do dermaplaning. So technically, yes, I do shave my face, but that's what we call it. And it helps with getting rid of hair, dead skin cells. It actually helps with your moisturizer and all your face products seeping in better. I go and get mine done, actually.
Yeah, this was a big deal about 5 years ago on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. They all did it. And, those girls in New Jersey are pretty hairy. And so they all did it. Everybody was crazy about it, but it's a thing. It is definitely a thing.
And when you watch them do it, too, you don't think that you have, it's not visible hair, not a beard or a mustache. We're talking about, your whole face. And you get all the little baby hairs off, and it makes your makeup look really, really good.
Yeah, so I'm reading this article, which is why I asked you that question, because, it's not just to get the little, mustache hairs or any, facial hair you may have, the little baby
hairs. Rough sometimes, gotta line it up.
It's to exfoliate, right, your skin? Uh-huh. I mean, is that the whole idea? And what are you using, though? What does it look like?
So they have those little straight-edge razors. You can go and get them at the store, Sephora, all these other places, and they're the gentle ones to just remove the hair, but you can go and get it done, and they use a medical-grade blade, pretty much, and they scrape.
And it feels good.
It's kind of scary, and I could see why guys freak out when you get the straight-edge razor on the neck, because when I got mine done maybe 2 weeks ago, the girl was like, so, hey, if you have to sneeze or you want to talk, I don't recommend you doing that because this is a really sharp blade on your face, and it's going to hurt. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that always makes me nervous. I'm at the barber and he's using that straight blade to clean up. I'm frozen. I don't want to move. I don't even want to breathe. I don't want to swallow. I don't want to do anything. So he's going to slice my neck.
I love it. It feels so good, especially on the back of your neck when my barber would do that. That was worth the extra $6 in tip.
And, some ladies are worried about the hair growing back, and it's not the same as guys. Our facial hair is completely different. So when you go and get that done, your skin, it doesn't come back pokey. It's not like your legs, I mean, it's not like we're putting a whole bunch of foam on our face and going through with the four-blade razor. It's just like a little scrape, and it scrapes off all this skin, and then it makes everything super soft and shiny.
Well, maybe I'll return the favor for my wife today, and I'll go inside right now and shave her face, because I had her shave my back before vacation. The older I get, I got random patches of hair now, and I don't like it. Before you know it, I'm going to have hair in my ears. I mean, is that Greg, do you have hair on your back?
No, I mean, no, not really. Once in a while, there's a little something back there. You know how you get those long, stringy things that are growing? You look like, how did one long Sasquatch hair grow from my back? That's so bizarre, but no, not really.
I got patches. I would ask Art, but we already know that bears.
I've got mine tied up as a ponytail. It blows in the wind. It's braided.
Art, can we wax you? Please.
Yeah.
That would help.
I would love to wax you.
I
would love for that. I've been needing this help for years. Please wax me.
Oh, yes.
You'll be like Steve Carell in the 4-year-old virgin when he's getting waxed.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. And then he yells,
Como se llama?
Yes, can we record
it? Yes, absolutely. 1,000%.
All right, everybody. Hey, that does it for us. Thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with Big Bay Mornings. We are back live on your radio. And yes, tomorrow means a brand new love trap. That'll happen. And we got all the money for you. So get to 997now.com. Make sure you get signed up for Big Money Minute and Secret Sound. Pay attention to what's going on there. See all the guesses. And hear that sound as often as you'd like. And hopefully, you'll win that money. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.